Sex Wages and Salaries Commission has petitioned the National Labour Commission for compulsory arbitration on negotiations with striking doctors. The Public Relations Office of the National Labour Commission, Mohammed Afum, confirmed this to Radio Ghana in Accra.
It's true that on Friday, the Commission received a letter from Fair Wages and Salaries Commission on the ongoing negotiations with the GMA for the migration onto the single spine. Prior to that, the Commission had been aware of a threat of a strike by the GMA after their Congress in Tamale. Based on that, the Commission invited Fair Wages and GMA to the Commission about 2 or 3 weeks ago for the Commission to look at the extent of their disagreement or the extent of the negotiations and to examine whether the Commission can be of assistance in facilitating a settlement. Having listened to the parties, the Commission gave them 1 week to go and continue the negotiations and report back to the Commission last Wednesday 5th. That meeting could not take place because the Commission understood that the negotiations were continuing. So that was as far as the Commission had been involved. And once the negotiations were continuing, we felt that that was the position of the law, that parties to a dispute must continue the negotiations. Then out of the blue, we received this letter that the doctors had decided to make good their threat to go on strike last Saturday. So following the receipt of that letter, the Commission wrote to Fair Wages and GMA that in view of what was happening and in view of the fact that the sector is an essential service where the workers and management are even prohibited from embarking on lockout or strike, they should respond to the letter by Tuesday so that the Commission set in motion a process for compulsory arbitration of the issues in dispute. So that is as far as the Commission has been involved. Now, the issue that somebody might say that the Commission has been unable to resolve the issue is not a fair representation of the situation. When parties are negotiating, the law requires that they should be allowed to continue. It is when there is a deadlock that the Commission, when we are still with information, comes in. And with regard to the health sector, because it's an essential service, they do not go through mediation or voluntary arbitration to have their dispute settled. What they go through is compulsory arbitration, which is binding.
Public Relations Officer of the National Labour Commission, Mohammed Afum. The Chief Executive Officer of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham, says the Commission, in consultation with the Minister of Finance, will meet the Ghana Medical Association on Wednesday to solve the problem. He spoke to George Ankra.
Nobody has said that what we have done, especially with regards to market premium, is a final thing. Nobody has said that. In Dodua, we adjourned because I told them that we're going to meet this week and that I have to do some consultation with Minister of Finance and then we'll call for a meeting this week. And so what I know is that this week we are going to call all of them. We are billed to meet the Ghana Medical Association on Wednesday. And so Wednesday when we call Ghana Medical Association, we sit down, we look at the issues, we look at the market premium, we look at all the other issues. If we're able to reach an agreement, So it is not as if it's a final thing that we have submitted and we are saying there's no way forward. We have not said that.
The impression that is being gathered from Dr. Winful is that you have not shown commitment towards their proposals. Is that true?
Dr. Winful knows that we have done a lot. Like he just mentioned, that in Dodua, on the spur of a moment, we did something. It was not on the spur of a moment. I needed to make sure that we do it in a way that is on a consultative basis. And that's the reason why I needed to go around doing some little lobbying here and there to be able to do exactly what we did. When you do consultation, and that's what I believe in. I believe that when you do consultations and you arrive at a certain consensus, the consensus stands the test of time. That's exactly what the commission is doing. You need to do consultation because in the health sector, they are saying they work in a group. Although, like Dr. Winfo is saying, they do different jobs. In any case, one can hold you to ransom. You can satisfy doctors today, another group will hold you to ransom. You satisfy this group, this other group will hold you to ransom. So that's why it is important that you always make sure that you engage them and reach some consensus. So when everybody comes out and everybody is satisfied, no other group will also get up again and raise any issue. And that's what the commission is doing, to make sure that we have certain level of consensus in the work we are doing.
Do you think the way Dr. Winful is going, he is pushing you to the wall, that you cannot handle the situation for peace to prevail in the medical sector?
What is happening is a bit dicey. And for me, as a technocrat, I need to make sure that I read through the lines and read through the lines very, very well. You cannot go ahead and say you are doing certain things when you have not done enough consultation. Go ahead and do it, only for you to get another group also rising. As he's saying, they work in a team. And therefore, if doctors go on strike today, it will affect the health service delivery. The same way, if doctors resume and nurses decide to go on strike, it will affect health delivery. That is why consultation is very critical. You need to make sure that you do consultation in such a way that everybody within that group understands itself. And then when you are implementing, you will not have these difficulties. If not, immediately you do anything arbitrary for doctors, say, because we are not backing, that is the reason, or we are not going on strike, or that's why you are doing that. But at the end of the day, it's important that everybody agrees that, look, consensus building and consultation is the key to what we are doing.
Where you have reached now, do you think we have light at the tunnel, that you will be in a position to handle the health issue efficiently and effectively and satisfactorily, that
there's always a room for improvement. And as a commission, we've had these challenges. We never thought health was going to be smooth sailing. We are doing our work, and I believe that at the end of the day, I mean, we will all be able to satisfy each other, and we'll be able to build consensus. The consensus is the key.
Chief Executive Officer of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham. The President of the Ghana Medical Association, Dr. Adam Winful, has asked the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to give a deadline and timetable for negotiations. He said basics for migration on the single spine salary structure have not been sorted out. He told Radio Ghana's George Ankra that would be the only incentive to convenience the doctors to go back to work.
We know our responsibilities as doctors, and we only doing this to make a statement. And luckily, that statement is being heard. For a long time, we've not had ears to hear our plight. Luckily, by this, and unfortunately, it is only when you start an action that people tend to listen to you. This opportunity would never have come our way, even though we've made attempts over the past 8 months to resolve this fundamental issue that affects our, work class. Doctors, we are making a statement, and that statement is that we have been unfairly treated by the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, by the sort of grading structure they have given us, and by the market premium calculations that they are doing. And in addition to certain two positions that we think have also been placed on the grading structure, which is also unfair.
Which are those two positions we are talking about?
There are two positions of District Director of Health Services and then the Medical Superintendent position. We think these are purely administrative positions, and people must go there with their ranks in the civil service and then collect a package. That is what I think is fair. Nobody will be cheating anybody. But most importantly, we are very keen on resolving the issue of our grading structure on the single spine. Look, it's taking a long, discussion and a long argument to get a new structure that was given us in Dodua. And it took them just 5 minutes to adjust the structure they gave us twice at Dodua. But we are saying they've come forward, but they can still do more. And look at this structure. Whilst everybody is moving by jumps of 1, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, doctors are moving 25L, 24H, 24L, 23H. So for the period of 5 years when one is promoted, he jumps one full stick. We are jumping by half. I don't think this is fair. What have we done to deserve this?
The public, from the way discussions are going, are thinking that doctors are not being fair to Ghanaians and to the general public, because they think that before doctors are trained, even though their specialty is a special duty that they perform, they are taken care of by the taxpayer. And so by their oath, they are supposed to be guided by such considerations. But during your period, at the least provocation, you declare strike.
If you know the fellow has a job to do and he's trained to do a certain job, please listen to him and try to satisfy him. We are not there to also be paupers or to be go hungry.
But
if we are performing a job, then be sure that you pay us sufficiently for us to be able to perform that job. It's a two-way affair.
Now, doctor, you have a case with the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission.
Yes.
What is the way forward that we can solve this problem?
The way forward is that Fair Wages and Salaries Commission here must give a deadline and a timetable that he is calling us back to negotiation. We haven't got to the point of doing the migrations. The basics have not been sorted out for migration to be done. He should tell me tomorrow if he wants me to come to this afternoon. I'm in Accra. I'll call my people. He should give us a deadline without preconditions for us to look at all these issues again.
President of DMA, Dr. Adum Wimful, talking to George Ankra. Meanwhile, the nationwide strike declared by the Ghana Medical Association appears not to be holding. Public health facilities visited by Radio Ghana indicate that some doctors are supposed to work in, while some facilities are also not admitting fresh cases. Now, our correspondent Mutala Issa has joined us from the Tamale Teaching Hospital. Tell us the situation at the Tamale Teaching Hospital.
Well, at the Tamale Teaching Hospital, all the facilities are working at full capacity. The doctors are all at post. I spoke to the public relations officer of the teaching hospital, Ni Ankra, and he explained to me that management arrived at this decision based on the situation we have in the region. According to them, the northern region or the Tamale Teaching Hospital is in a very peculiar situation. The main referral point in the whole of the region, and embarking on a strike would spell disaster for residents of the region. And that is why they've taken the decision when.
So it means that all the doctors are at post and they are admitting fresh cases.
And they are admitting fresh cases, including the other government hospitals. There are three government hospitals in the northern, in the Tamale metropolis. The Tamale Central, Tamale West, and the Teaching Hospital. And as I speak to you now, they are all at school.
All right. Many thanks, Mutala, for joining us. Now, joining us also on the line is our Central Regional Correspondent, Kofi Sechiama Pobi. Kofi, what is the situation like in Cape Coast?
Well, as you indicated, the situation is no different.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. As I indicated earlier, the situation is no different. I visited some of the hospitals, including the WIM Health Center, the Central Regional Hospital, and the Cape Coast Metropolitan Hospital. When I went to Ewim Urban Hospital, I learned the medical officer in charge was on leave, but there was a doctor at post.
Thank you. That was our correspondent. Now, our correspondent, Irabna Paha, who went on a visit to some hospitals in Accra, has just joined us. Ira, which hospitals did you visit and what was the situation like?
We were at Kolebu, the La General Hospital, the Rich Hospital, and the Abraka Polyclinic. And the situation is like normal. The OPD was busy. New patients are being admitted. Those on admission are being taken care of. That's the situation. The doctors are working.
So they are working. They are not on strike.
No. They say they are giving a human face to the situation. They wouldn't want to say they are not on strike, because that would then contravene the decision of the Ghana Medical Association that all doctors should be on strike. But they are giving it a human face, and so they admit patients, and then those on admission will be taken care of.
All right, many thanks.
Okay, thank you, Agatha.